And with that, Eric is on first. Eric.
Great to be here. So my research looks at the Earth as a system. I try to understand how the interconnected parts of it function in a quantitative way. And I think this is a really important thing to study right now. That's why I study it, because never before has the Earth been filled with such a powerful species that's changing it in such a drastic way as we are. Not only that, we're aware of what we're doing, and so that makes it really important to understand all of the details more than ever before. So if you want to understand the Earth system, it's complicated. There's a lot of moving bits and pieces. There's atmosphere, there's ocean, there's land, and you have to understand parts of physics, biology, and chemistry in order to understand the whole system together. So it's very difficult for one person to hold that all in your brain at a single time. You tend to become a specialist in a certain part. My specialty generally falls in the ocean. So I study how the ocean physics interact with the ocean chemistry and the ocean biology. Altogether, we call that ocean biogeochemistry. So to give you an idea of what kind of thing, we're trying to get as many prefixes as possible into that word. But to give you an idea of what that means, this is one of my favorite parts of ocean biogeochemistry is what happens with CO2 and oxygen within the ocean. So, you know, that's chemistry. You've got dissolved CO2 and dissolved oxygen in the ocean. You have life, like this little cartoon of a diatom sitting up at the surface. The diatoms grow. When they grow, they consume CO2 and produce oxygen through photosynthesis. And then at some point, they get tired and they die. And because of gravity, they get pulled down into the deep ocean. And in the deep ocean, you have things like this copepod, zooplankton, that consume them. And they consume the oxygen that's dissolved in the deep ocean, using that up, and excreting dissolved carbon dioxide in the deep ocean. And because this process is happening all the time in the oceans, you end up with vertical profiles, so going from the surface down to the deep ocean, of dissolved oxygen and dissolved CO2 that give you high concentrations of oxygen at the deep versus, at the surface versus the deep, and low concentrations of CO2 at the surface versus the deep. And because you have low CO2 at the surface, that causes CO2 from the atmosphere to diffuse into the ocean surface, which lowers the CO2 of the atmosphere, which does what to the climate? Cools the global climate. So this is called the biological pump, and it's a really great example of the coupling between the chemistry, biology, and the physics throughout the whole Earth system. So, right, that's the CO2 going into the ocean. So to study this quantitatively, I use Earth system models that basically divide the atmosphere and the ocean up into many boxes, millions of boxes. We run these on a supercomputer, and I use them in order to look at two different types of topics. One is paleoclimate. That's how climate changed in the past. With past natural changes of CO2, we know that the Earth's global climate has varied naturally, and this has been linked to CO2. So trying to understand the mechanisms of how that worked in the past. And the other thing I'm trying to do is quantitatively understand humans in the Earth system. So I'm doing this by, in my model, linking these lower trophic levels that we can simulate very well based on the physics to upper trophic levels, like fish, using some simple ecology. And then we're linking this to fisheries efforts and linking those to a global economic system. So as far as I know, we've created the world's first coupled physics, chemistry, biology, economic model that we're working on now. That's it. Thanks.